Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Lay Your Treasures Up in Heaven. One day as we were traveling, I stopped at a quick shop to get some coffee. As I purchased the coffee, the gal behind the counter said to me that my credit card could only be used on purchases of more than $3. So I said, okay, and proceeded to get out my money. And then in a very flirtatious way, she said, you've got the money. And then she proceeded to say, you might as well use it to have some fun because you can't take it with you. I responded by saying, yes, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. She then looked at me like I was drinking something stronger than coffee. I asked her, are you familiar with the Bible? She said, no. I said, well, in the Bible, Jesus said to lay your treasure up in heaven. You can't take it with you, but you can use it for God's glory, and you are laying up your treasure in heaven and in effect sending it on ahead. Instant conviction came over her. It was obvious in her countenance. She wasn't expecting this. She gave me my change back and said, you really got me on that one. Yes, the Lord really got her, and I hope she really gets it. In Matthew 6:19, Jesus said, do not lay up your treasures for yourself on earth. But then conversely, in Matthew 6:20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Instead of focusing on laying up treasure for self on earth, make it your goal to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Treasures here are not safe, secure, or lasting, but they are in heaven. Treasures in heaven do not rot or rust, and no one will ever steal it. This makes total spiritual sense. Why would we focus on earthly treasures that are so insecure and not focus on laying up treasure in heaven, which is completely secure for all eternity? This is a no-brainer, spiritually speaking. And yet, amazingly, many people who claim to be Christ followers don't seemingly follow this godly wisdom, at least not very far. Many professing Christians kind of want to have it both ways. They want some treasure for self here, and then, of course, in the end, they want some on the other end, too. Interestingly, Christ doesn't really give us a third option. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. One option. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So it's an either or. He doesn't say lay up for yourself treasures on earth and in heaven. Christ is going to emphasize in the following verses that you really can't have a heart that wants it both ways. You can only be all in one direction, God or materialism. Either your focus is to lay up treasure on earth or to lay it up in heaven. You can't have it both ways. To think you can is to dispute what Christ says in verses 22 through 24. John Phillips said, quote, the Lord told us to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. We do that by giving our time, talent, and treasure to forward God's interests on earth and to promote the coming of his kingdom, end of quote. Have you ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul behind it? Just asking. No one could take it with them. The pharaohs of Egypt tried to take it with them, as they were often buried with gold and treasures to take with them into the afterlife. But after many hundreds of years, all we find are the skeletons and the dust of their bodies, and the treasures are still sitting in the grave. Apart from that, which has, of course, been taken by grave robbers. Think about this irony. Gold is such a precious commodity on earth that some people have tried to take it with them to the grave. But on the other hand, God uses it to pave the streets of heaven. Revelation 21:18, the construction of its wall was of jasper and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And again, in Revelation 21:21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. When someone dies, the question is often raised, how much did they leave behind? And the answer is always, everything, everything. Howard Voss says, quote, laying up treasures in heaven involves using all our talents, our material goods, our time, our energies in a way well-pleasing to God and beneficial to others. End of quote. It's really kind of shocking how few of those who profess to know Christ seem to take laying up treasure in heaven very seriously. Often we have to beg God's people to serve. You would think we would be zealous to serve, zealous to lay up treasure in heaven. But often the mindset is, well, I got my free ticket to heaven, and now I'm just going to live for self. Very probably, many of these folks aren't even going to heaven. And if they are, sadly, they will find very little in their eternal bank account once they get there. William MacDonald says, quote, "This teaching forces us to decide whether Jesus meant what he said. If he did, then we face the question, what are we going to do with our earthly treasures? If he didn't, then we face the question, what are we going to do with our Bible?" Luke 16:9, "And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home." 2 Peter 1:10-11, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." There is a difference in how people go to heaven. Those who have been faithful as good stewards will experience a grand entrance, what Peter calls an abundant entrance into the eternal kingdom. But for those who have not been good stewards, there is such a thing as losing your reward and being ashamed when we meet the Lord, 1 John 2:28. Be wise, listen to Jesus, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That's where it's at. That's where the future's at. Invest in this life in light of eternity. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.